Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Isaac and Souk are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls three times? No. Is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Roppin' the Bank with Isaac and Souk. Brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. For refinancing or new home loan options, go to the local experts. The best rates in town with a process so easy it's like roppin' the bank. To learn more, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Roppin' the Bank on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
All right, we'll take this bitch all the way through the Super Bowl. Dave Bartu all up in here. What's up?
Yeah, it's been way too long.
I know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got some cool stories for you guys later on.
What do you mean later on? Yeah. Why not right now?
Because they're too long. They're too long. I'll give you the headlines, though. Okay?
All right.
The two of them. This is the least cool one. Okay? So you know my company right here in your backyard, Pro Athlete Temp Association.
Yeah.
HempForPros.com. I have a new partner that is now part of our company.
Ooh.
Mike Singletary.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Love Mike Singletary.
I'd like to point out, too, that I do use all of Dave's products, and I just can't speak enough about them. The best pain rub lotion that I've ever used. If you're a BioFreeze guy or Tiger Balm or all that, get the hell off of it. Go check out the Athletes Hemp Association.
HempForPros.com, right? So anyways, Mike is now part of it. And yes, talking to him is intense as he, dude, I don't think that guy sleeps. Just intense as heck. Yeah. Oh yeah.
He doesn't look like he sleeps.
No. You know those eyes when he's a linebacker?
Yeah.
I bet you they never shut.
Right.
I think they're actually like that permanently. But the super cool thing, and I know Mike is super cool. Okay. But a first ever in college football, I was hired by a head coach to moneyball an entire staff. We use analytics to hire everybody.
Okay, do we get to know where?
Florida International.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Is that Willie Taggart?
No, that is Mike McIntyre. But, I mean, the cool thing, I mean, he's like, okay, I got to recruit Dave. So what I need you to do is take those cool numbers and find the guys, call them, set up my interviews, recruit them, and get them signed for me so I don't have to do any work other than interview them.
You talking about the coaches?
Yeah,
right.
All of them. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator,
cool.
Special teams coach, all of them. And the staff that we have put together there is, for Conference USA, it's borderline comparable to your worst Pac-12 staffs right now.
So
it's amazing.
He's already made the hires and everything?
Yeah.
Awesome. I am now a Florida International fan.
That's right.
Go Owls.
We all are. Go Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah. They're the Golden Panthers, right?
Yeah. Golden
I don't
Panthers.
Know what they are, but I see. Now, the thing is, they were 1-11 last year, and I am guessing that their opening line for total wins is going to be crap.
What an exciting time.
Secretly, maybe a really good over bet come
nice.
August.
With our inside Bartu staff info. I love that.
And yes, the Florida Atlantic is the Owls. Florida International
right.
is the Panthers.
We'll go chrono here. Starting Saturday, so we've got six games. And with Dave here, we want to know what the numbers are saying, Dave.
Yep.
But first game is Saturday, 1:30, Raiders-Bengals. We already talked about this a little bit, so I'll just go first. And I am on the Raiders because... I think I got this at 6 on Oregon Lottery scoreboard. It's at 5 now. I just think these teams, they have the same record. They're pretty similar. You know, the Bengals lost to the Bears. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Browns twice. Like, they're good and probably better than the Raiders, but the Raiders are hot. Their pass rush will be a tough matchup for the Bengals offensive line. Joe Burrow is banged up. The Raiders got a little momentum, so I'm just going to grab the points. It's as simple as that. I don't know if the Raiders win. I think they certainly can. I'm going to make the Bengals prove it. They haven't won a playoff game since, what, before the first text message. So
I tend to agree with you. I think Cincinnati wins. I think the Raiders are overvalued, but I, too, got this at six. I think six is a little high for me. I love Cincinnati in this game. I don't think they will lose, but the Raiders can keep this within a touchdown, so I, too, will take Cincinnati, or I take the Raiders in the points.
I'm going the other way. I'm going Cincy minus five. I took it today at minus five. I saw a stat which triggered this bet today, which, yes, the Bengals' offensive line pass protection is not very good, and we saw what Max Crosby and the Raiders' defensive line can do last week in that game against the Chargers. But Joe Burrow's number one in the NFL in like three or four metrics against pressure. Number one, better than any other quarterback against facing pressure. So even with the crappy offensive line against the blitzes or against the pass rush, he's still getting the job done, and he's been insanely good the last few weeks. Both teams have been hot, but I'm going to ride the Bengals on this one, minus five.
All right, Dave.
By the numbers,
yes.
I am taking the home favorite in this football game. NFL season, the last 10 years, and I know we're talking playoffs, and I'll get to that in a second, but all NFL games, when the line opens at minus 6.5 for the home team covers that line 60% of the time. So slight lean to Cincinnati. Now, when you go into the playoffs, in the last 10 years, we've only had a home favorite open at minus 6.5 five times. Three of them have been covered. So my lean is Cincinnati, whatever the points are.
Yeah, it's five right now. Patriots-Bills is game two, 5:15 on Saturday. This is in Buffalo. They've already met twice. This is a tough one for me because I just don't think a lot of the Patriots late in the season. But it's Belichick. They know the Bills well. I'm not a huge Mac Jones guy. I don't think he's that good. The number being four, I'll just grab the points. Probably something I won't bet. But I just don't know in a game of two tough defenses, and the Bills are really inconsistent too. I mean, didn't they lose to Jacksonville of all teams?
So 9-6.
Yeah, they're kind of weird. I'll just trust Belichick and the Patriots. Again, you give me plus points, that's what I like. I will take it in a playoff game. I think this is a field goal game, so I'll take the Patriots plus four.
This is another one of those that I don't have a great feel on this, but I too don't like overall. I don't like what New England has going on. And that one they played was so fluky because of the wind. I know it's going to be cold, but Buffalo will come out and throw the ball. I do think New England will keep it close. I just don't trust Mac Jones. I'll take the better quarterback, so I'll go ahead and I'll lay the points here.
Yeah, this is one that I'm not really having a great feel for either. I'm just going to go on the side of Belichick knows how to coach in the playoffs and game plan, and I'll take New England plus four, plus divisional matchups. I feel like this is a field goal game anyway. So with it sitting at plus four, I'll take New England on that one.
Playoffs, home favorites, open minus 4.5, cover 66% of the time.
Nice.
Regular season, home team, opens minus 4.5, closes at minus 4. Home team covers 83% of the time.
Whoa.
Bills, Bills, Bills for me.
Nice. Okay, I love it.
All right, so now we go to Sunday, and the first game up will be Eagles-Bucks at 10 a.m. And Tampa, according to the Oregon Lottery scoreboard, is now up to 9.5.
Yeah, I grabbed this at 8.5 when it opened. I thought this was going to go up. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I Philly, the only reason that game was close last time is that a couple garbage touchdowns. The Buccaneers jumped out way ahead of them. Philly isn't very good. I think Pittsburgh are the two worst teams in the postseason. And the only thing Philadelphia can do is run the ball. Tampa Bay has the best run defense, and I think Tampa Bay ends up blowing them out. So I don't like having to give up 8.5, or in this case, you know, 9 or 9.5. But I think this is a 10-point win for the Buccaneers just because I think very little of Philadelphia.
Well, I cannot in good conscience bet the Eagles. I don't love, like you said, laying all the points. I have Tampa in a teaser at minus 2.5, which I feel much better about. But it's Tampa or nothing here, so I'll reluctantly back Tampa at 9.5, although I think that number is a little high.
Yeah, I'm also at Tampa at minus 9.5. I was happy to get it before it got to 10 because I think it's going to keep going up. Philly is not good. I've seen Philly multiple times. I don't know how on earth they're in the playoffs, but here they are. Tampa's going to win this game by 17 to 21 points, in my opinion, so I'll take a minus 9.5.
Cool. I'm going to take Mike's plus 21 in Philadelphia. So you owe me $100, Mike, if it covers. I got nothing numbers wise on this. I mean, -8.5 is a huge open in the playoffs. You just don't, it hasn't popped up at all ever in the last 10 years. So I don't have a trend on that. The only trend I have on this game is the under. We've had four times in the last 10 years, 48.5 is an opening total. The under is 4-0. So in this game, I'll take whatever the under is right now as my line in this game.
Yeah, it's come down. It's 46. We have Niners-Cowboys Sunday. Can't wait for this one. The spread sitting right at 3. Dallas is favored there.
Yeah, I think this is the definition of a coin flip game. I think both teams are very evenly matched. I'm going to pull a Francesa. I can see the Cowboys winning. I can see the Cowboys losing. I think there's advantages on both sides. I think so when you got an even matchup like this and I'm getting points, I'll just go ahead and take the underdog. And I think if there is going to be an upset, I think this is where it is. Philadelphia is capable of beating the Cowboys and controlling the clock with their run game. I wish the 49ers were a little healthier on the outside, but it is what it is. I will go ahead and gobble up the three and give me the Niners.
Better defense catching points. I'll take San Francisco +3. Mike.
Everybody is taking San Francisco. Everybody is taking San Francisco. I'm going to go the opposite way and take Dallas -3. If you get the good Dallas Cowboys team that wins and puts up 58 points against the Eagles in, what was that, week 17 on Saturday, and you know can score 45 points, the Niners aren't beating that. So I'm just going to go with a little bit of a gut feel that the Cowboys will be able to put that offense out there on Sunday and win by more than three. So Dallas -3.
Okay, Dave?
Hello? All right, by the numbers, this is a road cover. That is what we're on here. Whoever's on the road, no.
San Francisco,
opening at +3, the road team has covered 58% of the playoff games. And when it moves, the move is it's staying there, right? Is it still at -3? It hasn't moved
it's
at all, right?
It's moved to 3.5 at one point, but it's back to 3.
Okay, so if it moves down, so before game time, if it moves down to -2.5, that is much stronger in favor of the Niners covering. So right now, though, 58% of these opens in the playoffs, the road team covers. So I'm taking Niners +3 in this game.
All right, two games left. Sunday night, 5:15, Steelers at Chiefs, opened at 13, sitting at 12.5.
This is going to be, for me, just like Philadelphia. It's a lot of points, but this is either the Chiefs or nothing. Najee Harris mispracticed Wednesday and Thursday. Look, they're not going to win with Najee Harris. They certainly aren't going to win without him. And also remember this. I mean, this spread is sky high. The sportsbooks put it up that high. They want you to take the Steelers. And even with that, people are still taking the Chiefs. They can't set this line high enough. So you either stay away from this, in my opinion, or you go with the Chiefs. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think they blow out Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh isn't even a playoff team.
I am going to actually take the points here. I'll take the 12.5. I think that's too many for a franchise like Pittsburgh that has very good defense. They get turnovers. Kansas City will give them turnovers. At least that's what they've done in the regular season. And they've already played once and Kansas City smoked them. And I don't think it will be that way this time. It's the same thing as that Cincinnati Raiders game. I think it's, you know, blowing out a team twice in the same season is tough. The Steelers get another look here. I think they'll keep this close, maybe even a backdoor cover. So reluctantly, Steelers +12.5.
I'm on Kansas City -12.5. Kind of everything Stuke said.
And Dave.
Total. We are on the total. The hell with your spreads. I'm not dealing with 12.5 points in the playoffs. That is insane. But it opened at 46.5. It dropped down to 46. And in the month of January in playoff season, that open and that move is 7-1 on the under. Ooh. I am going under 46, Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
And finally, Arizona, LA, Monday night playoff game will be fun. This one has been mainly at 4, a little bit of 3.5, but it's back to 4. LA Rams are favored. They split their regular season meetings.
This is just like I said with the Dallas and San Francisco game. I think these are two even teams. They split. Neither one of them looks particularly good. I think there's injuries on both sides. And so I'm just going to take the value here, and I think there's value in plus four. I think this is a field goal game, and if you can get it at four, I think you take the Cardinals because I think the Cardinals can win outright. The Cardinals are as good, if not better, than the Rams. I think the Rams are very fortunate to have won this division because the Cardinals went into a bit of a free-for-all there. So I'll just go ahead and I'll take the cards and the points.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Rams are kind of overvalued with the public, which is why this spread is at four. The value is definitely Arizona, although I have no faith in Cliff Kingsbury. But plus four, very similar teams. Rams have some trouble in the secondary. I think Arizona is the play.
Similar to what I said about Bills-Patriots divisional game in the playoffs, I'm going to go Arizona plus four. Field goal game could be close. I like Arizona more than you guys do. I know they had a little bit of a tailspin. I've been kind of high on the Cardinals the last 2 years, to be honest with you. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus four.
David.
Playoff games. Home. Chalk. Minus five open. Line moves against them to minus four. This move is 80% home team cover.
Whoa.
I am taking the Rams minus four, and we're going to go double doink, and we're going to take under on the total.
I love that Dave's ramming at home. He's going to ram it.
Under 49. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, do we lose Dave?
Wait. Hello?
Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, see, hey, congrats on the Florida International.
And Mike Singletary.
Yeah, and Mike Singletary and all the great things you're doing.
We'll have to tell more stories later. A lot of fun to talk about the coaching search that nobody's really ever been able to talk about before.
Yeah, I'd like to dig into that. We'll have you on soon. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. There we go. Ropping the Bank, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. Go with the local experts. So easy, it's like ropping the bank. To see your options, contact Ryan at ryanhloans.com. It is 423. This is The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is a Wild Card Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
So I was reading about the first text message ever sent because somebody mentioned that Cincinnati, their last playoff win was before the first text message was sent.
Yeah. I thought maybe their last playoff win was the Super Bowl year, they lost to Montana, but it was the year after that they made the postseason again and they won a game and then lost and then nothing.
So Boomer was their quarterback?
Yeah, I'm assuming Boomer would have still been the quarterback because it was only a year after the Super Bowl.
Do you know what was said in the first text message?
I do not.
Sent in 1992 by Neil Papworth.
Neil Papworth?
Neil Papworth. He is famous because of this. He's a 22-year-old, well, at the time, he was a 22-year-old software programmer from the UK.
Okay.
And he sent the first ever message from a computer to his colleague, Richard Jarvis. Dick Jarvis got the first text message.
Oh, good old Dick.
And it said, Merry Christmas.
Really?
Yep.
That's the first thing ever sent, huh?
Neil had been working as a developer and test engineer to create SMS for his client, Vodafone.
I remember Vodafone.
Yeah. And so that was the very first text. And he said, wow, I had no idea that texting would become such a big thing. But in hindsight, it's like, well, how would you have no idea? I mean, it makes too much sense.
Well, actually, at the time, it didn't make sense.
That's
like,
right.
I remember people being like, what? This is the dumbest thing in the world. Just
right.
call
why
someone.
Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, why would I ever do that? Just call someone. And now if you call someone, it's like the most intrusive thing in the world. Right? It's
like showing up to their house.
Yeah, just send that S on a text, man.
That's right. It's succinct. I can respond when I want.
I have that sometimes when I'm like, my kids will ask me questions like about, you know, the olden days. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm my grandpa. Yeah, back in my day, there was no text messages. And I remember call waiting being a big deal, and then caller ID was a game changer. You know, the idea of back in the day, the phone rang, and you didn't know where it was. You just picked it up. Hey, hello? Who's this? It's just welcome to the world of being 1,000 years old.
Neil's quote is, in 1992, I had no idea just how popular texting would become and that this would give rise to emojis and messaging apps used by millions. I only recently told my children that I was the one that sent the first text. Looking back in hindsight, it's clear to see that the Christmas message I sent was a pivotal moment in mobile history.
Deal says, are we sure it wasn't send nudes? Except back then it would have just had to been like a digital representation of some up tops, you know, like the parentheses with a period in the middle of it.
Right.
That's how we had to send nudes back in the day.
Well, I tell you what, this guy, I don't know if he got famous for that, but that's kind of a cool thing to tell your kids, I guess.
I saw that.
Merry Christmas.
I Googled it while you were talking about it, and it sold. The first text message sold for £90,000.
Okay.
So.
What do you mean? Like, what? Like, what does that mean?
He sold it. Yeah, he sold it.
That's not that much money, is it? That's
well, like, no, but I mean, the guy sent a text message in 1992, and then this is in December of 2021, so just last month. He sold it and he got £90,000, which is what? $100,000.
$100,000.
So he's, I understand that he didn't get rich off of it, but
it's good.
Would you, if someone said, hey, Rob, a text message you sent 30 years ago, would you like $100,000 for it?
But it's not just a text message I sent 30 years ago. It's the first text message.
Yes.
You would think the guy would have gotten much more rich off of that.
I don't know how he would have, because I can't believe I can't believe someone's paid him $90,000 for it or £90,000. What the hell are you gonna do with a Vodafone that says Merry Christmas?
That's true, but we see all the time things selling for astronomical amounts of money that we're like, what?
I'll tell you what, the stupid the NFTs, like the digital cyberpunks and all that. That has to be drug money. That has to be money laundering. It's the only thing that makes sense because those things sell for millions.
Remember how hard it was to type those messages too?
Oh yeah, through each one.
A B. Yeah.
It drove me
now look
crazy.
And now look. Okay, in the news is coming up next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wildcard Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
Hey, BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season, and now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the pro football playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props right now, and you can sign up. They have posted 10 props around this weekend's games. The person with the most correct picks this week wins $2,000. And just by signing up, you'll be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. So go to betql.com/props and make your picks. It's January 13, 2022. It's time for the news. I'm your Notre newsman.
You stumbled there a little bit, but we got through it.
It was a little clunky. Mike wasn't ready. I stumbled. It was a mess.
And somehow we press on.
Still carbon neutral. Today is public radio broadcast day.
Oh, look at it. Well,
look at us.
Are we public radio?
We are. We're a publicly traded company.
Okay.
But we're not OPB.
No, so I was like, wait, does that include us or not?
We're definitely for profit here.
Yeah. You know, when we were looking at
greedy capitalists,
the license plates in Oregon, you can get a amateur ham radio license plate.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. There's like an association of amateur radio people, and that is one of the license plates you can have in the state of Oregon.
Have you?
Why would you? I don't know.
Well, a lot of people are really into that. Have you ever met somebody who's really into that?
Yeah.
It is really a thing.
So
like, they are into it.
When
wasn't former engineer Kent really a big
into
it?
Yeah, he was very big on that.
During my dabblings in the church back in the day, the church likes to have like one person in each like group, like each ward, that's their gig. That way, when the apocalypse hits, they're able to communicate. And let me tell you, everyone that I ever encountered that was in charge of that, holy geez. Check the basement, because I think there's other things down there besides the ham radio.
We used to get letters from like Scandinavia,
yeah,
from ham radio operators over there, like, hey, we heard you.
Yeah.
We don't know what you're saying, but we heard you.
Yeah. Somewhere over the poles, they're catching us.
It is also National Rubber Ducky Day. Do you have a rubber ducky?
I don't, but you know, who doesn't love a good rubber ducky?
Did you ever have a rubber ducky?
Oh, yeah. I haven't fit in a bathtub, and I. Do you have a tub? I don't even have one.
We don't.
You know,
or two showers.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. I can't tell you the last time I took a bath, thus not needing a rubber ducky.
Hey, what the hell are you guys doing up there in Washington?
What do you mean? What are we up to now?
Oh, page not found. Hold on, I gotta find the story.
Sorry. I don't know what we're doing.
Hold on.
Chances are it's something stupid, but if it involves the government. Don't mind me, we'll wait.
Okay.
Wait, is that guy's last name Gooch?
Yeah, Taylor Gooch.
The Goocher. Is he any good?
Yeah, he's a good player.
Dude, I'm all about the Gooch. Let's go.
We're watching the Sony Open.
Let's go, Gooch.
Jim Furyk, by the way, leading. Remember him?
I do remember him. Is he still wearing that terrible 5-hour energy hat?
Primetime Tumwater.
Hey, I know Tumwater.
Late last week, disturbing rumors started flying on social media. The Washington State Board of Health, they claimed, was about to authorize local health officials and police to round up people for refusing to get vaccinated for the coronavirus.
Oh, for God's sakes. And people bought this.
And forcibly lock them in quarantine facilities.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
What are you doing up there?
The sad part is that people will buy this because it's a slippery slope.
Oh, it became a thing.
It's a slippery slope.
But it wasn't true.
Oh, really? I can't imagine. But we are a very, very gullible group of people.
But the falsehood spread with Omicron-like rapidity, fueled by misinformation from anti-vaccine activists, some conservative radio hosts, and at least three Republican congressional candidates.
Oh, my God. I told you the government, it's just these people, they're everywhere.
By the time the health board convened on Wednesday, the usually obscure panel had been deluged with more than 30,000 emails, hundreds of calls and requests from some 8,000 people to testify at its virtual public meeting. Some of the messages including threats to board members and staff. Keith Grellner, the chair of the Board of Health, said in an interview this week the heated blowback was based on completely false descriptions of the board's meeting agenda. He said it created confusion, it created anger, it created fear, and is wasting a huge amount of government resources, time, and money.
Some of these stories that are coming out are just, they're just staggering.
And in addition to the phone calls and messages, a couple hundred people showed up to protest outside of the Department of Health in Tumwater.
Someone be like, hey guys, no one's coming for you. It's like, we're not doing internment camps, I promise.
Yeah. They raged at the non-existent quarantine plot.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say at this point. I really don't. How do we get ourselves out of this? I can't even begin to start to think about what path leads us out of this sewage that we've found ourselves in.
What else do I have for you here?
Hopefully something better than that.
No one died. So that's good, right?
People got angry and yelled and screamed and... Even when they found out that it wasn't true, I bet you they were like, well, it's a good thing we were here. We probably stopped it.
We prevented it.
We prevented it.
Yes.
We'll be ready next time that a fake rumor comes up.
Oregon has its first doses of the COVID treatment, Paxlovid. Yep. You've heard of this?
Is this the new Pfizer one?
Yes.
Are we actually be able to get it as opposed to all the other drugs, which they tell us that we can't have?
Well... We have been given our initial supply of Paxlovid, or however you pronounce it. It's a promising new antiviral drug from Pfizer that treats COVID-19, and it will go to community health clinics across the state. The clinics, also known as federally qualified health centers, provide primary care to low-income, uninsured, rural, and historically disadvantaged populations. So not you.
I love... This is the part I don't under... Well, there's about a million things I don't understand about COVID. But there are treatments we have currently that can help you with this thing.
Yeah, bleach.
But you can't get them, nor can your doctor prescribe them. And if he does, he can lose his license. But if he prescribed them for something other than that, like a year ago or 2 years ago, it would have been fine. But now it's not. So basically what happens is that if you go to the hospital and you're like, hey, I have COVID, they're like, go home. And if you're about to die, then come back and then maybe we'll do something. Like, what? That's of all the things that don't make sense, and there are a million of them, that I'm putting at number one on my list. The Roundup thing in Tumwater, that's number one. And then this is number
two. Little concerning. Just rounding them up and putting them in quarantine
camps.
That's
my number one.
Like Kim Jong-un.
Now this is my number two.
Well, we only got 680 doses of this. So not very many. It's extremely limited supply due to the time it takes to make it, to manufacture it.
Oh, basically what you're saying is you or I, if we get it, we will not have access to it.
Well, they're going to do what they did with your kid. They're like, go home, take some Tylenol.
Hopefully don't die, and if you do, come back.
That's right.
Come back before you die.
Come back right before you die.
But only right before, otherwise we'll send you home again. Great.
Good times.
Awesome.
All right. Coming up next, beware of fake COVID testing sites.
This is the next thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that for you when we return. 447 on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is a Wild Card Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. We had another NFL coach fired we shall discuss, and you will hear from Kayvon Thibodeau.
By the way, that may be the most ridiculous firing we've seen in the NFL in quite some time.
Yeah, one season this
guy.
Well,
it's the Texans, so do you expect anything less?
But it's when you look at all things that went into that, including the amount of money that they're giving him, I have no idea. Like, you can't explain this.
The Oregon Attorney General's Office and the Better Business Bureau are warning people to watch out for suspicious COVID testing sites.
I was going to set one up in my driveway, and, you know, I would think that the Olds would be prime to be suckered in by my drive-through COVID test.
Pretty much what's happening is people are just throwing up, hey, free COVID testing here. Yeah. Get your free test here.
Wait, it's free? Well, then how is it a scam?
Because they're getting your information. They're making you jot down your information.
Okay.
And people are giving up their social security numbers and things like that.
I would assume people were like doing...
And then they're like, hey, you're negative. Now get out of here.
I was going to say, like, have you seen the little rapid test, right?
Like the little swabby?
Yeah, but like it looks like a pregnancy test. Like the result.
Do you pee on it?
It like shows up with a line.
Yeah, it shows up with a line. So I was like, a lot of people need these tests to go back to work or whatever. You have to have proof of it, but you can't find the test. I'm like, hey, let's go get a pregnancy test. You know, pee on that thing and have it turn out negative. It looks like the exact same thing. It's probably just as reliable too.
What else here? Oh, yeah, also,
don't give your information.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to give your info. Yes. So is what they're saying.
If there is a COVID testing center and it's in someone's garage or in a Motel 6, chances are not legit. Don't do it.
Well, they want you to rat them out because they're popping up everywhere and they're looking for them. But basically, the only thing you have to give is your insurance card or information about your insurance, not personal information like social security number.
And if the person taking your information looks like me, also run away.
That's correct.
They won't put me at the front of that.
Good advice.
They'll have a normal looking, just average person there.
Another scam that's happening is overpriced online test kits.
I can see.
People are charging an arm and a leg for those. And
I thought those tests were supposed to be free.
Well, they're saying that a testing kit with two tests should cost you on average about $20.
Yeah, and didn't Biden say that he's going to force insurance companies to make those free? But you're going to have to like try to get reimbursed for them.
I don't know what that guy said. Who's he? Is he our president?
I was told by another president that you get a test and you get a test. And if you want a test, you get one. Well, apparently now that's out the window because you can't find a damn test anywhere.
So be careful out there, kids.
And by the way, you know, don't just drive around because it's the most frustrating thing in the world if you've ever had to do that.
Yeah, just call the pharmacies or call the front of the store and just ask if they have any. There was once I was looking for them and they were like, yeah, we don't have any now, but we're getting some in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So just come on by.
Yeah, it's much better.
So like you'll find that information out.
Much better than just driving around.
I just called my primary, Joe Rogan.
You seem like a Rogan, bro. I think you guys would get along great.
He's my primary doctor, primary care physician. All right, well, that's all we have time for here on In the News for January 13th, 2022. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. We have a little fun with college football audio, and we will talk about the Dave Coley situation in our next hour of radio broadcast here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.